Pear cake with chocolate filling. Words. Appearance. Birth, birthday. Chocolate. Congratulation, felicitation. Cool. Cream. Expect, await. Expectation. Happened. Hard. Hurt. In half. It is time. Joyful, happy. Lower. Native. Petal. Pit. Reason. Seeds. Scent. Skin. Slice. Softened. Take. Through the middle. Treat. Well. Wonderful. Pear cake with chocolate filling. Today everyone in the house is in a cheerful mood. Waiting for the holidays, for something good always puts you in a good mood. And this time, a good mood has an important reason. Anne has her birthday today. These days, kids expect something special and Anne sees wonderful thing in what is happening around her. Her grandmother is arriving today, her friends will come, there will be gifts and of course, a festive treat. After Anne received felicitations from her family, she hurries to help prepare the birthday cake. What kind of cake will we make today? Anne asks her mother. I want to make pear cake with chocolate filling. You like it, don't you? She asks. Yes, I like it. It is very tasty, agrees Anne. I make the dough. You can help me. You need to sift the flour on the table, about 200 grams, and make a hole in the middle, a well. Now, in a small bowl, mix 100 grams of softened butter, 1 egg yolk, 2 tablespoons of sugar, a pinch of salt and 1 tablespoon of cold water. You will get this mixture. It should be poured into the flour and kneaded. The dough is a bit dry and it now crumbles. I add a tablespoon of water and knead it again. It turns out as a nice, soft dough. Give me some plastic wrap. I will wrap the dough in it and cool it in the refrigerator for 15 minutes, until it becomes hard, says Mom. Do you have a little time? I want to show you what cards my friend sent me, asks Anne. Okay, let's go. This is, in fact, a very beautiful card. I have never seen such cards before. Time for us to continue preparing the cake. Now we roll out the dough on the table and we put it in a deep round form. Now, again, put the dough in the fridge for 15 minutes. As long as we have to wait, we can heat the oven to 200 degrees and make the filling, Mom explains. I remember, the filling in this cake is very delicate, says Anne. Yes, right. For the cream, you need to whip 1 egg, egg yolk, 150 grams of cream and vanilla. We pour this cream on top of the cake. Now for the filling. You need to cut 3 ripe pears in half, peel them and throw away the seeds. Then cut the pear into thin slices, keeping their shape, Take out our dough from the refrigerator. Sprinkle the dough with dark chocolate. You need about 100 grams. Now spread out the pears on the chocolate, like flower petals. It will be very nice. You can sprinkle on a tablespoon of sugar, says Mom. Now we pour the cream, says Anne. That is right. And put the pan in the oven to bake for 10 minutes. Then reduce the temperature to 180 and bake for another 25 minutes, until a crust forms, Mom explains. I think the cake is ready, says Anne after 30 minutes. Okay. Turn off the oven. It should stand there for another 5 minutes, Mom responds. Now we can wait for guests. Anne is happy. Questions and answers. Why is everyone in the house in a good mood? Because it is Anne's birthday. Why does Anne hurry to help Mom? Because she wants to make the birthday cake. Have they prepared pear cake before? Yes, they must have prepared it, because Anne likes this cake. What does Mom do when the dough got dry? She adds a tablespoon of water. Why do they put the dough in the fridge? To harden the dough. When does Mom put the dough in the fridge again? When she rolls it and puts it in the pan. Do you cover the cake with the cream at once or once it is baked? The cake is covered with cream immediately. How long does the cake bake? The cake bakes for 35 minutes.